Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I've got Raejean Skillern, Vice President and GM of the Cloud Service Provider business in Intel's Data Center Group. Welcome, Raejean.
Hi, Allison. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's been a long time since you've been on the program, but you are a frequent guest on Chip Chat. First of all, let's just do a reintroduction of your role at Intel and what your team is prioritizing for 2018.
Yeah, so as general manager of the Cloud Service Provider Platform Group, we are really responsible for making sure that the world's global cloud service providers have all of the technology they need when they need them to grow their business at hyperscale. So across our entire portfolio of products, from compute, network to storage, up through working with them on software optimization and application delivery, we want to make sure that these service providers can grow and differentiate their business on Intel architecture.
Now, Intel has an incredible history of working with these customers on delivering innovative solutions that help drive their business. Tell me about what it's been like over the last year in terms of new targets for innovation and what we've seen the cloud service providers do with our technology.
Yeah, so we've been collaborating very deeply for over 10 years, but each year we continue to go deeper and deeper. In 2017, we brought to market one of our greatest architectural advancements through the Skylake platform, or the Intel Xeon Scalable processor. There was a lot of opportunity for us to design those systems with them, to bring them to market early, time to market before a lot of the ecosystems was ready. We actually had 27 CSPs participated in our Intel Xeon Scalable processor launch, and 10 delivered new services in the market aligned with our launch. That was a record. But of course, it's not just about current generation systems. We've already begun a long time ago working to find their next generation Xeon Scalable processor systems, codenamed Cascade Lake, as well as our future platforms through 2019, through 2020.
When you look at the unique criteria for cloud solutions versus traditional data center environments, what comes to bear to build data centers at this scale, and how has Intel adjusted its portfolio to address these requirements?
Yeah, when you're building out hundreds or thousands or millions of servers, things really do change in order of priority. The data center is their business. So of course, whatever they're trying to serve up or deliver, it's about the best performance and response time for their users, whether it's infrastructure as a service-based instances, social media, or business type programs and SaaS offerings. It's about meeting their customers' demand and experience levels. But to do that, they have to do it with the lowest total cost of ownership, because even 1 watt can make a huge cost and density difference when you're talking about millions of servers versus hundreds. So when we work with them on next generation technology, it's really about first getting that technology completely workload optimized to their environment. Their applications are usually unique, homegrown, different. They're not commercial based software. So we have the opportunity to go in and make sure all of our technologies are designed specifically to the needs of their workload versus general purpose compute. We then work with them on what their KPI or metric is, if it's VM density or more threads per rack to rent an infrastructure as a service, or cost per gig, or response time to a search request, queries per second. We make sure that their infrastructure is designed to be as scalable as possible and as cost efficient. So we look for, across the entire platform with our portfolio products, we look at how we can bring those together to give them the best total value of ownership at the rack level versus at the CPU level. And then, of course, we have an army of software engineers and hardware engineers that go out and work hands-on with them, both to fine-tune and optimize the platform, but also to work with them on the software stack to make sure it's taking advantage of absolutely every benefit in our next generation technologies and processors.
Obviously, last summer, Intel released the Xeon Scalable platform, and the amount of traction with the large cloud service providers was unprecedented in terms of a Intel processor launch. Why do you think the scalable platform was so compelling for these customers?
Yeah, I already mentioned some ways it was unprecedented. It was also unprecedented. It was the first time we had cloud service providers launching and announcing services actually about 7 months ahead of our launch, and they brought production-based services in February ahead of our launch. That was a first as well, in addition to all those that were with us at launch. The reason it worked that way and the reason they're all clamoring to be on board with us is because technology is what their end customers value, more performance per dollar, however that dollar is buying from infrastructure as a service to SaaS. And so that when they can bring out new technologies that can differentiate their services or provide more value to their customer, they want to be with us and they want to get that out as soon as they can to market, because that increases their revenue streams. So we saw a lot of cloud service providers announce new high-end, high-performance infrastructure as a service instances using our Intel Xeon Scalable processor because it's the absolute best compute performance on the market.
Now, Intel has recently announced the system-on-a-chip version of that Xeon Scalable platform-based design, the Xeon D2100. Tell me a little bit about where you see the opportunities for this processor within the workloads that CSPs are delivering, and how has the response been from customers for this particular processor?
It's been a long time coming. This is our second iteration of this processor. And what we realized a number of years ago, one, we were working with companies like Facebook on new density and power performance points that needed a slightly different approach to silicon. We were watching the storage and networking market and realizing that we needed to bring the performance of Xeon into different, more low-power form factors. And so we realized, once again, one size does not fit all. You have to workload optimize, and that means, in this case, and actually a different processor, the Intel Xeon D processor. So by taking this system on a chip and putting it in one socket, denser form factors, it's great for low-cost storage up to about warm storage. It's great for a lot of networking use cases for both in the cloud and across other segments. And we see it deployed in some cases in web hosting as well as front-end web. So it's really, once again, about taking the best technology and really workload optimizing it in the right form factor with exactly the right features, removing things they don't need, putting in the things they do, hitting new power levels and power points while maintaining the performance and cost so that we have more flexibility across our customer base.
This is our second generation of Xeon D. What do you think is notable here in terms of capabilities? And what kind of use cases do you think we'll see CSPs deploy first?
This is based off the same core as our Skylake processors, right? So all of that goodness in that new architecture that we brought to market last year is in this processor. So you're going to see dramatically more cores in this generation. We've been able to integrate some of our new technologies and accelerants like QuickAssist technology for compression and crypto. We've integrated 4x10 Ethernet for faster Ethernet performance. And we've added memory capacity and memory channels. So what you're really getting is that enterprise class, highly reliable, highly performant, performant efficient product now in an SoC for single slot form factors. We're already seeing the web hosters, as I mentioned, deploying them in their one socket based systems. We're also seeing some front end web, but the vast majority is across storage and in networking devices.
This is just one of many Intel innovations that being driven into the data center this year. What else are you excited about in terms of technologies that are coming down the pike or opportunities to further assist CSPs as they try to reach new customers and deliver new workloads?
Yeah, we've got a lot coming, and that's what I love about Intel and innovation is the minute we release something, we've got something even better right behind it. I already mentioned that we're going to have our next generation Intel Xeon Scalable processor. We've been able to improve a number of things across that processor for better performance and capabilities that customers are really going to need and want to use. We have our next generation memory technology coming out, codename Apache Pass, based on the 3D cross-point technology. This is going to revolutionize memory in the system because we know workloads are driving the need for more and more memory in systems, but the cost of DRAM is almost prohibitive right now to scale. So if we can bring in a new technology that not only cuts the cost for large memory configurations versus DRAM, it also has persistence, which enables a number of new use cases that you just couldn't do with DRAM in the past. So that platform is going to be really compelling, but we also want to make sure that all the new technologies that we just launched through the Skylake or the Intel Xeon Scalable processor, our Optane SSDs, our FPGAs, we have the Aria 10 and Stratix 10 coming. We really want to work with our customers this year to make sure that everything new and best on the market is adopted and help them plan their next generation transition with us so we know that we're going to get, once again, the best economics for their workload.
Fantastic. Well, no rest for your team in 2018, it sounds like. One final question for you, Regine. If folks want to follow you online and hear more from you about what's going on in this space, where can they connect with you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Regine S, and you can follow me on LinkedIn as well under my LinkedIn profile for Regine Skillard.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, and thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.